Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie Stoss Podcast, episode 16, and I'm joined again by a special guest, Kirsty. Say hi, Kirsty.
Hello.
And today we are going to give you our thoughts about the great USFA play. No, do you want to do the honors?
Would you like to play the introduction?
Right, I was supposed to hit stop there. Right, play the motherfucking intro. So there we go. My podcast is now 16. You can legally fuck my podcast now, Kirsty.
No, I'd rather not.
Well, so normally I tell everybody what I've been up to recently and then I just move on to the topic. But today I'm going to be, I will be doing that, but you'll also be doing it too. How's that sound?
I'm not sure about this.
Right, anyway, so I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently, and you know something? I only did a podcast yesterday, and I've been up to absolutely fuck all since then, so nothing really to report, other than I'm trying to fucking buy into a business. You know that?
And while you did mention it.
You might want to speak up a little bit louder, Kirsty. Nobody can fucking hear you.
But I don't want to shout.
Yeah, so literally, like, I made a Facebook post yesterday, and I was just asking people if they have a business they want investment in or something like that, and Wayne, you know Wayne from the personalized stuff, he said he has a personalized item fucking shop, and he messaged me saying that there's a bar in Oxford Street that was they're looking to sell up, and I messaged him and fucking they're looking 29 grand.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so fuck that. Yeah, I got an email today about the other one in Welshpool, and they're going to contact me in the next 48 hours. Mm. So, that's still a plan. So,
well, good luck with that. You're on your own.
On my own?
Well, I wouldn't be doing it.
So, I plan to take over a pub in Welshpool, and my plan is to turn it into a comedy club. I think that'll be fucking unreal. Mm. Well, yeah, there'll be a comedy club, comedy night, and that kind of thing. And then, you know, Kill Tony, the live podcast I listen to? Mm. Well, I'm going to try and... I'm just going to fucking copy him, basically. Near enough, copy Kill Tony, but do like a...
Make sure there's no copyright infringements.
Well, I'm not going to... The concept he's got is pretty good. But, like, no, the idea I've got in mind is, like, not have a bucket and pull people's names out of a bucket and, like, do comedy in 60 seconds. The concept is, like, get somebody to go up and do stand-up comedy and then interview them after. I don't know, I'm just fucking, who knows, Kirsty, you know what I'm like with fucking ideas.
I don't know. You were quite quiet about it, so I was hoping that you'd forgotten about it.
No, I was just waiting for them to get back to me. Notice anything about my face?
Well, the last time I saw you, you just had skin on your face.
Why, what, have I just got a skull now? Yeah, I've always had skin on my face.
Well, yeah, but you've got hair now. Like, I've literally, when did I see you last? Sunday. I didn't see you yesterday.
Yeah.
I think I was in bed by the time we came home.
Well, this is day 3 of growing a beard.
Yeah, but it's like an inch long.
Like my dick? We think it's fucking aroused.
But like, it's just growing really quickly.
I know. That's my problem. Sure, every time I have a
but
fucking...
But why haven't you got much hair on your head then?
I do have hair on my head. It's just thinning out a little bit.
Yeah, but it doesn't grow as fast as your face, does it?
I've never fucking measured it.
Yeah, but like,
I've never sat and just looked at my hair growing and think, wow, my fucking facial hair grows faster than mine.
Yeah, but you literally haven't shaved for like 3 days.
I have shaved my neck and then what? Shaved like, it's a tidy beard though.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining about it. It's fine.
I shaved my neck and my cheeks and around my lips. That's my new shaving routine now.
It's like stubble, longer stubble, but it's not beard. I don't want you to have a beard. No,
why,
thanks.
Why not? Well, I look like a fucking Viking.
Oh, no. I don't think you'd suit like, full-on beard.
Well,
I think you'd look homeless. With a full-on, you know, like a full-on long beard. Nah,
well,
I don't think.
Technically, if I do grow a beard, you'll probably kick me out and I will be homeless anyway, so.
Wow. It's a win-win situation for me, then.
So, yeah, from the last podcast, so I'm thinking, I don't know what to do with my hair, so it's thinning out, and I'm taking action now. What would you do if I just come home baldy with a thick stubble?
I don't think you've got a head that like suits a bald head.
I reckon I'll look like a fucking alien, you know, like Paul.
Yeah. I don't think it would be nice.
I'll come in looking like fucking E.T. Hi, Kirsty.
Some people suit bald heads, but I don't think you'd be one of them. Sorry.
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, what about like a bit of Just for Men spray to fill in like the thinning bits, so it's black, so you can't really see.
But it's going to get worse though, and then eventually the top of my head, it's just going to be baldy.
You're going to be like a monk, and then they have like a little island.
Well, I've got basically Great Britain at the minute, but it's slowly turning into fucking Ireland, and then it'll slowly turn into Isle of Man.
You are quite receding, aren't you?
Well, that's what I'm fucking saying. That's when I'm growing a beard.
Yeah, but you're getting old now, so.
Do you reckon it'd be weird if I shave it all off and then shave my beard off and then just get a barcode tattooed on the back of my head and then walk around with like a suit and red shirt, red tie? You know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Hitman?
Who's Hitman?
Well, it's a popular film and TV, computer game. Hitman.
No.
Right, well, that's what we're going to watch after this. So, yeah. Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to fucking wear a toupee, am I?
Just embrace it. You don't
need... embrace it. I'm embracing fucking getting old and looking like a fucking weirdo.
But it might not be that bad. Like, you're not going to go bald in the next year, are you? Maybe just stop putting so much gel in your hair so it's more natural and fluffy.
I put wax in, actually.
Well, wax then.
That was one of my things.
That wet look, isn't it? So if you just left your hair normal, you probably wouldn't... You wouldn't see your scalp so much.
My poor head. But I don't know whether I'm freaking out or not. Like, I think I might have been like as free. It's just I've noticed it, and now I'm getting paranoid about it, maybe.
Probably.
But it is...
Are you insecure about your hair, Neil?
Well, yeah, for you. I want to look good for you, you know? And then I want to look good for, like, when I do my caricatures and stuff.
I would say less wax. Just go less wax first and see.
What am I going to do with this beard?
Oh, no, you can keep the stubble. You look nice with the stubble, but I don't think you'd look nice with a full-on beard. Just being honest.
You just don't want me to grow a beard because then nobody will like your beard?
Well, I don't want to compare.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking about it. We'll see what happens.
Just don't rush into anything.
No, me. I'll probably end up dying my hair fucking blonde and looking like Eminem or something.
Oh, God, no. Don't do that.
There's actually a fifth option I never really explored. Just wear a hat all the time.
I don't think you'd need a hat, really.
What would be more embarrassing? Me walking around, right, with... No hair in the top of my head and then hair around the side of my head, or walking around with a shark hat on. Not a shark hat, one of the things people go swimming with.
Swimming hat.
What would you think would be less embarrassing to walk around with?
Hair.
No, I would rather walk around with a fucking swimming cap thing on my head than fucking walk around.
I don't want to walk around with a swimming cap on your head and your ears pointed out of it. That would just accentuate how big your ears are.
No, don't you tuck your ears in?
Can you tuck your ears in?
Can you imagine that? Like, every time I fucking put my ears in, the thing will just pop off. What do you call them? Like pops? You remember them things you turn inside out as a kid and it goes, yeah. Pops up. Like, that'll be my fucking trying to put something. I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. It's a work in progress. We'll see what happens. But I'll try less wax.
Try less wax.
What would be my option though? Final option?
I don't really know.
Like I said, I don't want to take tablets for the rest of my life.
Well, no. You could just, like, spray, like, because isn't there, like, there was an advert on telly for, like, the Just for Men that you spray the thinning bits.
Yeah.
In that colour, so you haven't got the hair, but it's like a darker colour, so you don't actually see your scalp. That could be one.
Well, I've got lots of permanent markers, isn't it? In my office.
Yeah, but once you go grey...
I don't mind going grey. I said...
No. But I mean the permanent markers, then you're going to have permanent marker and then you're going to have grey hair and it's going to look silly. So you need to go the same colour.
Kirsty, I'm not actually going to fucking colour my scalp in with a permanent marker.
Why not?
Cost me a fortune, to be honest. Mm. And I always say it when I was a kid, like, I was, you know, I would rather go grey than to lose my hair. And fucking both of them is happening to me.
Well, grey's inevitable because you're quite dark anyway.
Well, no, you can just dye your hair then, can't you?
Mm, I don't, yeah, men dye in their hair.
Do you reckon if I just use my mind and, like, hold my breath and just go, bits of hair might start growing?
No, but you probably need to take some vitamins.
What about Miracle-Gro?
No, because that's with plants.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I did that? Fucking come in here the next day looking like Jason Momoa. Curse, it worked! And then about a week later, just like it. Is it it from Adam's Family?
Yeah. Is it it? No, yeah, because Thing is the hand, isn't it? Cousin it. Yeah.
There's a group of people that hang around in Oxford Street, right? They're always at the fucking post office. They're weirdos, right? And they're like, I think they're all like related to each other, and I call them the Adams Family. Next time you're in Oxford Street with me, I won't even need to point you out. I'll be like, there's the fucking Adams Family. And for some reason, they're always in the post office.
Do they live there?
No. Like, the boys got like, they've got like two dogs, but they're all like, there's five of them. Mm. And they're all like the same height, and they're all like weird people.
Oh. Are they like, friends though?
I think they're fucking family. Like the Adams Family. Every time I look at them, the theme tune was the same.
Surprised you didn't say anything out loud.
No, they would fucking. They look like cannibals. Oh. I reckon they'll kill you and eat you. Anyway, what have you been up to recently, you fucking knob? Sorry.
Not cute. Not a lot, really. Work? Studying? It's my life?
Well,
that's it.
You must have done something fun. Didn't you not do a Santa run?
Oh, I did a Santa run on Saturday. It was vile. Didn't enjoy it.
Did you get him?
No, he flew off.
Bastard. He always does have to fucking...
I don't know why I do it, because it's the same room and I don't like the room, and then I just complain the whole time, so...
Well, what is it?
It's Santa run. It's a 5K run. Right. You dress up as Santa. Mm-hmm. You get a medal at the end. It was free. You didn't have to pay for anything. But it's the park run route. I think it's my issue, really. I like to run in a circle.
Just fucking just running around in circles. Yeah. You like the fucking rowboat in circles as well, Kirsty?
Like, I like to run in a loop. I don't like to, like, turn around and come back on yourself. Does that make sense?
Is that so you can, like, know your pace and stuff, and like you can sort of, you know how long it's going to be, that kind of thing?
No, not really. It's more the fact it's a mental thing, because like, say you're running out, and then the further you go, you're like, oh, I've got to run this back.
Oh yeah.
So, and you do that twice, so you run out and then you run past the start. So basically, you know where the bus park is in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in the river path down to the football field, turn round, run the river path to McDonald's. Turn round, run all the way back to the football field, and then run back to the car park, and then you finish. It's 5K.
Well, for me...
That's just stupid.
No, for me personally, I would prefer that rather than to run one continuous long distance from start to finish, because you can then pace it. So you know, right, the first sort of loop or whatever, I'll pace myself, and then the second loop, I'll speed up a little bit, and then you can... Because, like, how many people was doing it?
About 250.
Fuck me.
Not a lot.
Why have I never heard about this?
Oh, well, it hasn't been running for ages. And I was going to offer you to do it, but you wouldn't have done, and you were working anyway.
An anorexic, skinny-looking fucking Santa Claus just speeding past everyone.
Fire on the shoes. But that's about it.
What else?
That's it.
Come on. There's fucking bound to be something you've done.
Nope.
Like you literally, because when was the last time you were on the podcast? Like fucking weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. So you're telling me all you've done in the last couple of weeks is just a Santa run?
A Santa run, work, study, and placement, and clean the house, and just survive. That's all I've done now.
Survive?
Survive. Just keep myself alive.
Fucking hell.
I will survive as long as I have Weetabix. Something.
I know I will survive. That's it. You trying to get a fucking singing contract, are you, Kirsty?
I won't get one.
Yeah.
No, I've got a few weekends coming up that I've got quite fun stuff, but...
What's that?
So, you know RAF Cosford?
Mm-hmm.
Going to a silent disco in there. We work.
I never really... Disco.
But, like, doing it in RAF Cosford, that'd be cool, though.
Next to, like, the helicopters and stuff?
Yeah.
But I don't... Silent discos...
Oh, they're great. But it's a personal... Like, it's a subjective thing, isn't it? You probably wouldn't like it, because you don't like anything fun.
I love everything fun!
But you've got to experience it to to kind of understand it.
How are you supposed to talk to people?
Well, no, because you just get lost and you just dance.
But sure, I mean, you can just do that in your house anyway with some fucking alcohol and some headphones.
Well, no, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that. So that's next weekend.
You done that one on Shrewsbury, didn't you? Because I remember you did one on Shrewsbury.
Yeah, Oktoberfest, wasn't it? When you were working, because you rang me. Because you were there, weren't you? And you were like, oh, come and see me. And I was like, no, I'm in the silent disco. Sorry.
And what is, like, what is somebody who's deaf? Because I think people who are deaf still go to nightclubs because they can feel the vibrations and stuff. What about somebody deaf and going to a fucking...
Well, they wouldn't go into the silent disco then, would they? Because they wouldn't be able to hear the music. Because music is through the headphones.
I know.
So they just wouldn't go.
Imagine having it without music.
Well, it's funny.
It's all in your head, and you just sit and dance.
Yeah, but technically, that, like, everyone's in headphones, so there's usually two or three different channels. So there will be, you know, like, so say a really good song came on, like Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, or something. Yeah, you know, put in this channel. So like everyone would be, so if you take your headphones off, you just hear Queen singing like really, really badly because everyone's singing Queen, but there's no music because the music's in the headphones.
So people sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of a silent disco.
Well, no, because you can't hear them because you've got the headphones on. And then, like, you might have someone bop into, like, Hi Ho Silver Lining, and then someone else would bop into, like, Eminem. It's just, it's just different. It's fun.
I thought there was all the same song.
No, there's, like, there'll be three different channels on the headphones, so you change. So that, there'll be songs on them, and you'll be like, oh, I don't like this one, I'll change it. But, so, like, you can usually tell them because the headphones, they have lights on them, so it'd be, like, green, red, and blue, so you could see the different channels they're on. So yeah, you just flick through and whatever song comes on, you keep on that song, but someone else could be on green channel and it's completely different.
Well, can you imagine somebody listening to fucking, I don't know, Bohemian Rhapsody, and then somebody listening to fucking Stan by Eminem, yeah, and they're both dancing together?
Yeah, that's what happens.
How can you fuck?
It's so funny.
One person's like proper giving it all fucking, yeah, and then the other one's like throwing his arms around the west side and shit.
Oh. And that's generally what it's like. It's so funny. Nah, it's great.
I would love to sit and watch it, like, not be part of it, but like just as a spectator, just looking at everybody.
I'm sure I've got videos on my phone from other times.
I'll fucking have a look at that. So what else? Silent disco and what else?
Gonna go wreath making.
Oh, amazing. Can I go?
No.
Good.
I think I've got another works Christmas party as well, so that's a meal and a drag act, I think.
For anybody who doesn't know, what's...
you know what a drag act is.
Do women get annoyed about men dressing up as a dragon? And...
Never really thought about it, to be honest.
Well, do you not? Well, I suppose, no, I don't want to fucking get you incriminated or something. I don't know, I have to fucking...
And then it'll be like Christmas. Lots of fun and festivities. I'll have to put the tree up soon, actually.
Oh, I can't wait to see the fucking cat with that tree.
I think she'll be in it.
Yeah, she's going to be a fucking nightmare with it. But I just find it fascinating that over the last 2 weeks, you've done absolutely fucking nothing apart from a Santa run. Like, your life.
I haven't.
You need to fucking get your life in order, Kirsty.
Neil, what? I'm doing a degree at the moment. This is what my life is like. In June, I'm going to have loads of time. And you'll never see me because I'm just going to be, like, everywhere.
Everywhere?
Just everywhere. I'm going to do everything.
Kirsty, where are you? I'm in China. The fuck are you doing there? It's part of my anywhere campaign.
Yeah. But I, you know, I've got essays to do and I've got work to do. So that's what I've been doing. But then it's always usually all or nothing. That, like, in November, I went to Liverpool for my friend's birthday. Then went to go out with my other friend's birthday. So, and then I'll have, like, nothing for weeks. And then all of a sudden, I'll have, like, I think, yeah, so next weekend, the silent disco weekend. So Friday night I've got the meal and the drag act. Saturday night I'm going to Cosford for the silent disco, and then Sunday I think I'm going for afternoon tea. So it's like 3 days consecutively, but it's not spread out in a weekend. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I've got different, not friendship circles, but different friends, like work friends, walking friends, friends.
Hi, this is Sandra. She's my walking friend.
So it doesn't combine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's compartmentalized. Your life's compartmentalized.
Yeah. And it always falls on the same weekend. So we'll just have a really busy weekend and then do nothing.
I drew a drag queen one time and he, she, whatever. She give me my drag name. Have you heard, did I tell you what that was?
I can't remember.
Because I do caricatures. Caricature. What about that for a fuck?
So that's quite good, actually.
That's good, isn't it?
Not bad.
So there you go. If I'm ever dressing up as a drag artist, that's what my name will be. I might do that for Halloween. Can you imagine if I did the Santa run and got my wires mixed up and turned up in drag? There'll only be fucking One Direction. I'll be running, I'll be home.
And anyway, why are you chipping on at me? You haven't done anything fun, you've just worked.
Yeah, but my work's fun.
Yeah, but it's not like leisure time.
Well, it kind of is.
I'm just counting down because I want a holiday.
Right, so we're going to get into the topic here, which is the ESA. And we'll talk about fucking holiday there. Where in the world do you want to go, Kirsty?
Anywhere. Literally. I don't mind.
All right. What about fucking Skagness?
No, I'd like to go abroad. Skagness? Some sun. Skagness isn't abroad.
Well, it's outside of Wales.
Yeah, but I want to go on a plane and have some warmth. I wouldn't mind going back to America. Go to Australia.
All of this is just Singapore, thousands
Thailand.
Of
pounds. Yeah, but still, live, Neil.
How about I take you to a sunbed and then have some Thai food? Would that day?
No.
Technically,
that's and we spent thousands of pounds in America, so why can't we have another nice holiday?
Tell you what, I'm gonna fucking throw you on a plane, and then you want to go somewhere hot? How about a fucking volcano?
I'll go on my own. It doesn't bother me. You can stay here and look after Fine. Tabs.
There we go. Problem solved. Right. Let's get into the
Bye.
Fucking tab jack. I said tab jack. I put topic and subject together. Let's want to talk about the tab jack.
No.
Right. Okay, I'm on my own here then. Okay, so we talked enough shit. Let's get into the topic, which is the ESA. Play the motherfucking...
Well, it's not intro, is it? Is it? Because you already did the intro.
Yeah, but this is the intro to the topic. So let's try this again, right? All you have to do is say topic, because it's not fucking hard. Right, anyway, here we go. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the topic. Play the motherfucking...
Intro.
God, you fuck everything up, Christy. Jesus Christ. So this one is, this episode is just dedicated to all the American listeners we have. We've got a few, you know that?
No.
Yeah, got a few American listeners. And I'm going to put you on the spot straight away here. How old is America? The United States of America?
It was founded in 1588. Not far right.
I don't know. So how many years ago was that?
Oh, I don't know.
It was actually, it's 248 years old.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
So when was that founded then? I'm going to have to get the calculator.
I don't know, I asked you how old it was. I didn't say when did they founded it.
How old did you say?
248 years old.
248 years old. So it was founded in 1776.
Yeah. There you go.
End of podcast.
Da-da-da-da. And that was it. Yeah. I mean, what other things is that age? Oh, right above there it says America was founded in 17. You didn't have to look that up.
Fake Neil.
What was it? What did I say? 200 and what? How many years?
248 years old.
Is that right?
Who found it? Christopher Columbus.
Oh, fuck, don't ask me.
Didn't he? Wasn't
it Elon Musk?
Didn't he set out, like, venture to England and discovered?
Well, I'll tell you what I know, right? So it was the Europeans that went over, right? And then the English went over. And then, I think it was one that, like, the Dutch and stuff. And one of the things about New York, especially, you have Wall Street.
Mm.
And Wall Street used to be the wall that used to keep the British out.
Mm.
So that's why you call it Wall Street.
Yeah.
There you go. And here's another little fun fact. This is something, I haven't even wrote this down, but do you know why you call New York the Big Apple?
Because apple trees grow there?
No. Good guess, but no, you're wrong. Something to do with, like, there used to be a race, like, some sort of a race, and then the winner would get an apple, a big apple.
Oh, right. I thought you meant race as, like, a race, like a human race, then. And they were called apples.
Like racist? No.
Christopher Columbus discovered North America. That's what he says. says online. I'm sure it is Christopher Columbus.
Christopher
Columbus. I'm sure he like set out to find India or something and then find America.
Well, fuck me, he was way off.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then obviously, wasn't it like...
And then the Vikings of Norway are the first Europeans known to have visited North America.
Right.
So that's where Europeans come from, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, there's all... Is it Native Americans? Like, and then the Calvary? We should have fucking researched this, shit, man. We wrote shitloads of stuff down. But,
all about a holiday to America. Nothing about the history of America.
Well, this is about... This is educating people.
We're educating ourselves.
You know, I'm trying to find out what is like 248 years old. What is 248 years old?
So on September the 9th, 1776, the Second Continental Congress adopted a new name for what had been called the United Colonies. And then it was changed to America.
All right. So Independence Day was 248. So that's when America became America then?
So you're telling me that Independence Day, July the 4th, it wasn't about the aliens?
For fuck's sake, Kirsty.
No?
No. Oh, it was named, I think they named it after that, because it happened. Like...
So, Independence Day really confuses me. So do they celebrate Independence Day because that's when America was founded, or was that when America became independent, like an independent country? Yeah.
It used to be ruled by Britain, didn't it? The British Empire.
Know.
Yeah, so it used to be ruled by the British Empire, and then there was a civil war between like the Americans and the British, I think, and then the Americans won the civil war. They kicked Britain's ass, basically.
Oh.
And then they claimed independence.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was 248 years ago. So, and then it became...
I don't know.
And then it broke off, didn't it? From like...
You're at risk at like alienating all your American followers because we're just talking a load of bullshit.
they're in their fucking trucks with their guns by their sides and all. I'm gonna fucking shoot that motherfucker. But I'm pretty sure that it's just it's not that old though, is it? Like
not really.
What was around 300 years ago?
I don't know. It wasn't around 300 years ago.
I'm sure there's like. Objects and stuff that is like older than America, like in museums and stuff. Obviously, well,
there's like houses, isn't there, that was built. You know, you see old churches and stuff that's built in like 1500s and stuff.
Yeah, well, funny enough, you should say it because the Oswestry School, that was one of the oldest, it's one of the oldest schools in the UK, and that's like fucking 800 years old.
Mm.
I mean, the castle actually just up the road.
Yeah.
That's older than fucking America.
Yeah.
There you go. You're older than fucking. Your ma's older than America. I hope until I said that. Let's get really fucking topical. What do you think about Donald Trump getting back elected back in?
To be honest, I really don't care. It's really
bad. You
sound
like half the fucking world.
I don't do politics. I really don't care. It was pretty obvious that he was going to go back in anyway.
Yeah.
And I just remember because I'm here to talk basically about a trip to America. I wasn't really interested in history. But like when we went to America in 2020, just before COVID, and we'd landed, hadn't we? And we were probably in the car. It wasn't straight away. Must have been that night or something. It was the first night we were there anyway. And that there was literally the first thing that I remember is seeing an old man pushing a trolley, wearing a high vis, and literally had just fuck Trump on the vest.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I don't know.
I think, if I'm honest, I think it's a good thing. Because, like, I mean, have you heard, like, Elon Musk is trying to get Nigel Farage as Prime Minister?
I don't.
Well, you know me, I don't like politics either, but the thought of, like, Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Nigel Farage coming together is like that's like the dream team, because
yeah, but they're like quite far right people, aren't they? So
yeah, well, yeah, but like the thing is, well, the left's not fucking working, isn't it?
No, I know that.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not politics. I don't give a fuck about politics. Never watch news or anything like that. But like, it still affects. Like, if they get into power, stuff tax is going to go down. All this fucking shit's going to go down.
Well, no, I think they're just a bunch of liars anyway. Because the system is broken, so how can they put the tax down? I don't believe anyone.
Well, there you go. We both don't give a fuck. So you touched on it there, Kirsty. So me and you, we had the absolute pleasure of having a little trip around America, didn't we?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say around America. It was around the West Coast, wasn't it? Because America is massive.
So the initial plan, well, the initial plan you had, and you haven't fucked up about it since then, was you wanted to go on an island and just have a holiday, a warm holiday, and just relax on a beach for 2 weeks. And we were going to go to Cuba, weren't we?
Yeah, we were going to go to Cuba.
And then I was like, because we were in the travel agents, yeah. And I was like, hang on a second. I was like, where can we go in America? And then the woman was like, oh, here's a little trip. You can go around the East Coast. You can go to New York and then Florida. And I say, oh, that's cool. And then I'm like, what about the West Coast? So when it comes to, this is not me a rapper or anything like or whatever, but I prefer the West Coast of America to the East.
And have you ever been to the East?
Well, no, because I think the East is more, because that's where all the British settlement was. Because when you see in East America, like on the East side, like, there's places called Birmingham and fucking Manchester, and I think it's too almost British-ish, if you like. But the West Coast is all like palm trees and fucking, you know, El Paso and all that kind of shit. And I just like, yeah, I like the sun.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I've been to so many like capital cities. I have no interest to go to New York, if I'm honest.
I'd like to go.
But all you're going to do is just walk down streets. Oh, look, there's a Starbucks. Oh, look, there's a fucking...
Well, no. You want to go and see, like, the World Trade Center and... Well, yeah, you know what I mean?
There anymore?
The memorial. What is it?
Ground Zero?
I can't remember what it is. You know,
fucking hell, like, where are they gone? I came the whole way to see these two towers and they're not here.
You know, going at the top of Empire State Building. I think I don't have a desperate need to go there, but I'd like to experience it. It's not on the top of my bucket list, like.
Well, I reckon you could easily spend 2 or 3 days there and then that's it.
Yeah.
But like, look at the West Coast. You got fucking everything on there. I prefer the West, and then also like the Midwest, like Texas, and I want to go there and stuff. But for me, I think the West Coast for me was like, once we sort of looked into it, I was like, yeah, let's fucking go there. So, and then you know you were like, I want to go to Cuba, but we ended up.
No, it was more. I think for me, because I'm a tight ass, it was more the price. Because I was like, you're not going to be able to go to America on the price that we were going to pay. Actually, it was cheap. We spent more out there, didn't we? But the holiday itself, the flights and the hire of the car was dirt cheap. Wouldn't be that cheap now, would it?
Probably. Well, we did a thing called fly and drive. So what you do is you fly over, and what we did was you fly over to America, and then you pick up a car, and then you rent that out for 14 days. We were there, weren't we?
Well, just over, wasn't it?
16 days, isn't it?
Something like that.
So, your woman was like, she was saying to us in the travel agent, she was like, fucking, okay, so it's going to cost, it was only like £800 per person, wasn't it, for return flights? And then she was like, that's that, and then this is the car you're going to have, and it was like a fucking shitty looking car. And then she was like, for an extra £16 a week, you can get a Mustang. And I was like, fucking, I honestly spunked as soon as she said that. And I was like, I was all excited about this. I was like, fucking going to drive a Mustang and stuff. And then like, I thought I was going to go over there and, you know, everyone's going to stop in the streets and like, oh, that's a fucking Mustang. But then once you go over there, they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just like a fucking Volkswagen Golf over here.
But what was the first thing you did with the Mustang?
Do we really have to talk about this?
What did you do?
Right, so basically what we did, so we got everything sorted. We got the flight. And then we went over, and I remember like in the airport when we went in, like got touched down in America, COVID was just about to happen. And all they asked us was like, have you been to China in the last 2 weeks? Yeah. And we were like, no. And they're like, okay, it's fine.
So, yeah.
And we were pretty lucky because when we came back, it was literally like how many?
About 3 weeks, wasn't it?
3 weeks later, boom, lockdown. Mm. So we were fucking very lucky there. Mm. So we flew to
San Francisco.
I don't know what the airport was. Do you? It was the main one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we touched down there, and then this woman took us to this underground car park, and fuck me, like she was like, pick your car.
And I was like, what? There was Porsches and everything in there, wasn't there?
There was Dodge Camrys,
was it? Or?
Dodge, I can't remember. Challengers or something, Dodge Challenger. I don't know, but then she's like, and we're like, no, we'll just stick with the Mustang. She was like, well, you can have this one. It's like a 5 liter fucking Mustang, or you can have this fucking 3.2 liter. And I was like, yeah, just a 3.2 one for me, please. And
but you're going around the houses here, Neil.
Hmm?
You're going around the houses here. What did you do to the Mustang?
Right, I won't get into that. Right, I'm trying to like sort of justify what happened. So we got the car, and then I thought that, you know, we would leave the airport, maybe even get like some sort of an idea, like, you know, this is how we drive over here.
Nah, because in the UK, gone, aren't you?
We drive in the UK. We're on the left hand side.
Are we? Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck me, Kirsty. How long have you been driving?
17 years.
We drive on the left hand side, and then soon as we left the airport, it was literally like fucking bang in the center of fucking
well,
San Francisco.
Well, it was like 6-lane freeway, wasn't it?
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm on the wrong side of the road. I'm on the wrong side of the fucking car. So I was like, I was proper stressed, wasn't it? I was like, I need to pull over for a fucking smoke here. So we were in the heart of fucking San Francisco. I pulled over, and my spatial awareness wasn't, like, I thought it was just best basically in my own car, and the distance was the same sort of thing. And next thing all I hear, I curb the fucking car. So I was the very first, within the first fucking 20 minutes of touching down, being in this wasn't like an old Mustang, it was a fucking new one. And I was like, and I was like, no.
I couldn't. Mr. Perfect Driver over here.
I fucking couldn't believe it. I got out and then the wheels were all fucking scratched and shit. And I was like, well, that just happened. So I had two options. I was like, either fucking fuck it, like tell them, or just enjoy the holiday and just take the fucking brunt at the end. And that's what I did.
Yeah, but they didn't say anything.
They didn't say fuck all.
They didn't do anything, did they? We went through tolls and we didn't pay because we didn't know how to. I think I was more traumatized at being the other side of the road, because it just felt like you were just really, really, being in the passenger, you were just really, really close. How's the car move over? I don't like this. How are you going to hit that car?
That was you with the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we're here. I calmed down. I had a smoke. I evaluated the situation. And I was like, right, Neil, you've been driving for fucking years. You're a professional driver, you know, fucking HGV driver. No, you got this, right? So, I mean, after that, my driving was perfect.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
Apart from the Cactus Museum. I'll talk about that in a second. So, yeah, well, basically, we went into this Cactus Museum, and then you had to go through like a couple of little streets and roundabouts and stuff like this. And then I remember leaving the Cactus Museum, and then we literally drove a couple of streets before I realised, fuck, I'm on the wrong side of the road. We left, and I just instinctively went on the left-hand side, like the left-hand road, and we were just driving along, and I was like, fuck, I'm supposed to be on the other side of that road.
You did that this summer in Belgium, remember?
Yeah. we'll leave that for another fucking... But do you know what I mean? It's like, fucking, like, it's just force of habit. You just get out, and there's no cars coming your direction. You're just like, you just drive on the left side of the road.
Well, you're braver than me, because I didn't even drive.
You did? You drove one part?
Well, like, for about half a mile now. I was like, I don't like this.
But yeah, so we were in San Francisco, and then you were like, right, I had a smoke, my nerves were calmed down. I was like, right, let's focus here, let's have a little drive around. And I was fine. You were the fucking problem that day. So, now let's go to the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, driving over the Golden Gate Bridge, and then your spatial awareness was fucked up because you seen cars that were coming right next to you. Even though it was normal, and you were just like, Neil, you're too close to the curb. Neil, you're too close to this. I'm fucking shit myself. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And I didn't even get to embrace the Golden Gate Bridge. You shouted at me the whole way fucking through it. I was panicking. I was fucking worried in case it was going to crash. And then we got to the other side, and again, I pulled over for another smoke.
I just don't know what it is. Are you not used to?
Well, you've got a car coming so close directly to you, so you think you were just freaking out, like, because
I don't know what it just felt different, like, to normal, because obviously you were on the wrong side of the car, so it just felt like, I was like, oh, no, yeah.
It just, your brain,
literally. I think it took me a good couple of days though, didn't it?
Yeah,
like, I think I was quieter after that, but I was still like flinching, like, oh no, yeah. Too close to the side. And then after that I was all right. I think I got used to it then.
Fuck, I was fine. You were just making me a nervous wreck. If you had just sat there and shut up, I would have been, I probably wouldn't even, do you know what? I curbed it because of you.
I don't think I had even started then.
Oh, fucking hell. So that was like day one. And then after all that fiasco, I was saying to myself, fuck, I'm hungry. Do you want to like go and get something to eat? And you're like, yeah. So we went into this American diner. And I'm like, we have American diners in the UK, but to actually be in one over there was something special, I thought. Like, I thought it was amazing. And I was like, I'm packaged. I just want to, because I think it was early in the morning, wasn't it? And I was like, or it was in the afternoon or something. And I was like, oh, I just want something small, like a sandwich or something. And I seen a sandwich there, and I was like, yeah, I'll have that. And then you had something, whatever. And then the fucking lady came in with this thing that was like, I don't know, how many fucking...
It was like a doorstop, wasn't it?
It was fucking huge. And I was like, this is just a sandwich? Yeah. I didn't eat for the rest of the fucking day. This thing was like, it was stacked, like, really, really high. And
I think for me as well, like, you know, they come around, it's like, oh, what do you want to drink? I'm like, just want water. And they look like you, they look at you like you're an alien. Like, well, there's water on the table. I'm not being cheap, I just drink water. Do you not want any, like, Coke or...
And they do, like, lots of free refills as well, don't they?
Yeah.
I've never been so hydrated my whole life.
Hydrated and full.
Just constantly pissing the whole time. So, yeah, so this holiday, it wasn't structured, was it? There was no, like all my fucking holidays. We winged it.
Yeah, I think it gave me quite anxiety. I'm glad we did it. Like, we did compromise a little bit because we'd had a discussion on, like, where we wanted to go, didn't we? Like, we wanted to hit Vegas and those kind of things. But, like... Yeah, I'm probably quite a planner, and not to plan to the T, like, you know, we need to be there, but it gave me quite anxiety because you were like, no, we'll just wing it. And I'm like, oh God, oh my God, where are we going to end up? But actually, it was probably the best thing.
Yeah, because we done stuff and went into places that nobody, like, I'm going to touch this in a little second, but we went to fucking, who do you know, right, has ever been to fucking Fresno?
Well, isn't, like, the murder rate in Fresno, like...
Well, we're going to touch on it, because we've got a funny story about that, don't we? So, yeah, so we were basically... What we did was, like, we knew where we were staying on the first night. We had a hotel booked, and do you remember going to see security in the airport? And he's like, where are you staying? And we're like, oh, the security guy was like, where are you staying? And I was like, oh, we're staying overnight in San Francisco in this hotel. And he's like, okay, and after that? And I was like, I don't fucking know. He's like, he looked at me, he's like, what do you mean you don't know? And I'm like, well, we're literally just going to wing it. He was like, he was proper fuck. I thought he was going to fucking take me in the back and fucking...
Yeah, he probably was.
Fucking, I don't think he liked that idea.
No,
did he?
No.
But yeah, so I was like, we were literally just, look at the, like, so the way we did it was we booked a hotel and then we stayed there that night. And then as we were staying there that night, we were looking for another place to stay the day after.
Yeah.
But we were looking for like a bigger, like the next biggest town basically.
Yeah.
Or city. And then when we got up in the morning, we drove to a smaller little town, had breakfast, drove to a smaller little town, had lunch, drove to the actual place. And that's what we did. Motels.
Yeah.
And so we came out of San Francisco and then...
We went to Santa Cruz from San Francisco, but we did actually stay there two nights because we quite enjoyed it, didn't we? The beach was there, the weather was nice. I enjoyed Santa Cruz. So we stayed, I think actually because we'd had a few beers, didn't we? And you were driving, so we were like, oh, actually, we'll just stay another
not
day.
Not at the same time.
No, not drinking, driving.
Fucking
but
FBI coming to
but you. Actually, like... You could enjoy your night more. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you're conscious sometimes that you're driving the next day, so you're not going to have loads of beers. So we'd had it, like, we got in a bit of holiday mode, didn't we, that first night? So we're like, actually, we'll stay a second night so we can have a chill. And then we went on ahead then, didn't we?
Santa Cruz was like a beach.
Yeah, beach place, wasn't it?
Yeah, like amusements and stuff, didn't you? But it was open, but it wasn't that packed because we went on a fucking Tuesday or something and
It was out of season, wasn't it? Because it was February we went. But some places were open, but not everything. But actually, it was quite nice to be quieter. Like, imagine that if it was heaving.
Did I... Because there was quite a lot of American delicacies I wanted to try. A fucking... a Twinkie being one of them.
Corn
dogs. Mm. But didn't I get... what was that fucking fish one?
Did you get chowder in San Francisco?
I was supposed to, but they didn't have any.
No, that's it. They ran out, didn't they? Yeah. I'm so glad that.
I wanted to try because you always hear it in like movies and TV programs. Chowder. I don't even know where I've heard it from, and I was just like, I'm gonna try it. I don't even know what the fuck.
So we went to the cafe, that little farm shop with the peacocks, and we had like a fry up, didn't we? And they were like, "How do you like your eggs?" And I was like, oh, "Sunny side up," because that's what they say in the films. Sunny side up. How do you like your eggs, ma'am? Sunny side up, please.
Didn't they say that in Casper?
Yeah, I think so, maybe. Yeah. But I didn't particularly like it because it's almost like they haven't cooked the top bit, so it was a bit runny. Like, bit.
Yeah, because sunny side up, you don't flip it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So it was a bit like, ooh.
I like my.
It came and I was like, I'm not sure about this.
The best way to cook an egg is scramble it and then fucking fuck a little lot of salt. Fucking hell, can you speak? We just hung around San Francisco. We looked at the fire trucks and. Remember that big one that went past us?
Mm.
That was class. Mm. That was like someone out of a fucking movie set.
Yeah.
Where was Alcatraz? That was in
San Francisco.
Yeah, so we did Alcatraz.
Did the cable cars.
Yep, did them. It was pretty funny when we went to, it's so weird because like in America, like parts of America, like especially West Coast and stuff, weed is legal. And it was so weird to when we got in the boat and went to Alcatraz and when we actually got onto the island, the park ranger or whatever, he was like, okay, if you want to smoke cigarettes, you go over this way. If you want to smoke weed, you go over there. And I'm like, that's so fucking weird. Like, this guy just saying that. Like, and, but that was a fucking mad place, wasn't it? Alcatraz? Yeah.
Amazing.
So if anybody ever goes over to San Francisco, definitely fucking go there. Mm. Is this racist? A lot of Chinese people in San Francisco.
Wouldn't say it's racist. Was, yeah. They were all wearing masks at that time, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they always wear masks, don't they?
Well, yeah, true.
But Chinatown, we went there, it was massive. And do you know something? I think Big Trouble in Little China, that's where it was filmed.
Oh, right.
I think so.
Oh.
Could be wrong. It was probably filmed in actual fucking China.
Probably filmed in a studio somewhere.
Yeah. So we got a map of America, all this kind of stuff. So then after like the first sort of two nights in San Francisco, we went to Santa Cruz, didn't we?
Mm.
Where did we go after that?
I think we headed inland then to Fresno, wasn't it? Because we're heading to Vegas then.
Yeah. So I think the biggest place...
You should have got the map out of the box because we've still got it, haven't we?
Have we?
Mm.
No, I think the first big... Yeah, it was... we were like looking at the map and I was like, okay, this place is called Fresno. Let's fucking go to that. Not doing our research, like, not knowing that there's something like 1 in 21 chance of getting attacked like or that, killed or something.
1 in 26, I want to say.
Yeah, and there was two of us, so that was like half the odds. Like, so... So we were like, let's go to fucking Fresno. So we drove down and as we were going down, we stopped off for something to eat and all this kind of stuff. And then we got to Costa del fucking Fresno. What happened in Fresno?
Did we go to the Crab Fest in Fresno? Or was that Bakersfield?
No, it was Fresno because we walked back, didn't we?
So Neil decided to go on Facebook and check for local events. And he was like, oh, there's a Crab Fest on. Look at these pictures. And it was like a country fair. And I don't eat fish, really. I like tuna and cod, and that's probably my limit.
That's fish?
Yeah, but I don't like crab and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to go to a Crab Fest. Like, I'm not eating crab. And he's like, no, it's not just that. It'd be great. Let's go. So we got a taxi. Jose.
So the taxi driver was, he was Mexican. Yeah. And do you remember, he was talking to us and then he's like, and I was like, we're from the UK. And then instantly he was like, so where are you from? And I was like, and then I went, the UK? He was proper Mexican. And then I was like, what's your name? And he goes, Jose. And I didn't even mean to say this, but like, it just came straight out. I was like, of course it is.
So Jose dropped us off at this building.
He gave us a card and he signed it. We still got that, don't we?
Yeah, we got a little memory box. And we went into this building and the tickets were, I want to say, $150? The night was like three quarters of the way through. So they were like, we've had a few courses. And I was like, course of what? And they were like, crab. Wasn't it like five courses of crab or something?
It was basically like a big hall with loads of tables. And everyone was in a row, like in their tables with like these fucking bibs on.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there eating away at fucking fish. But it would have been good. But it was literally like not even an hour left.
No.
And I wasn't going to pay $150. I think it was $100.
I wasn't going to pay that to eat nothing.
Yeah, we just said no. And then the sensible thing would have been to
ring Jose
but
to get us back, but we didn't.
Kirsty had an idea that we should walk back.
Was that my idea?
No, it was my idea.
So we walked back to the motel and I could only describe it as ghetto time, really.
There were like bars and windows and stuff, and I was just like, I was like, oh, fucking hell. And then we walked past this bar or tavern, whatever you want to call it in America, and then we I was like, do you want to go in for a drink? I feel like I'm the one to blame for this whole fucking trip.
Yeah. So we went in, we walked in, and literally everyone stopped, didn't they?
Yeah.
And looked at us. Since, I felt really uncomfortable.
Well, no, it wasn't when we walked in, it was when we talked. That's when it was like, we sat down and then...
Didn't you put money on the pool table and then no one, because usually in I don't know what it's like in America, but usually if there's people playing on the pool table, snooker table, you put your money down and then you would go next, wouldn't you? And yeah. I'm sure you put money down and they just carried on playing and like setting yeah. up. And I was like, can we just drink this drink and go?
But it was pretty funny because, like, I mean, you just unlocked a memory. I forgot about putting that money down in the fucking thing. But yeah, I remember like the bartender came up to us and then I asked for a beer, I think it was, and you asked for something. And as soon as I said that, you could just, everyone's silent. And then the people that's sitting next to us just turned around and goes, where the fuck are you from? Like, where are you from? And we're like, we're from the UK. And we're like, what are you doing here? We're on holiday. And their reaction was like, to Fresno? Yeah. And I was like, no, we're on a winged holiday. We're heading to Bakersfield straight after. But they were nice. I think they were nice.
I felt really uncomfortable in that.
I felt, no, you know, I'm from the fucking mean streets of Belfast. Yeah. I thought it was a fucking walk down the park.
Well, I'm a country bumpkin, so I didn't.
A country?
Bumpkin.
What the fuck's a country bumpkin?
Like, I grew up in a village, didn't I? So, yeah. So we left there pretty sharpish and we found a cocktail bar, didn't we?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I think Neil had paid for the cocktails because he was feeling quite bad that I was quite traumatised by this night. He bought two cocktails and it was like $80 or something. He'd had like a whiskey cocktail and I had a gin cocktail, didn't I? And I think basically it was just a shot of gin and a shot of whiskey on it. And you had a massive ice cube.
I took the fucking ice cube out and it was like the size of the moon. It was this round fucking ice cube. And when I took it out, it was like a tiny bit of fucking alcohol there. And then when you put the ice cube back in, it filled it right up. Guys, you keep scamming bastards. And the worst thing was, it was fucking horrible. I don't know what it was.
It was disgusting.
It was like drinking liquid wood, like burnt wood or something. I didn't like it. So yeah, and then we left there. And then we headed to a good old Bakersfield, didn't we?
Bakersfield next, yeah.
Yep. So we went to Bakersfield and they had this massive fucking old towns thing. So it was like a museum.
All old houses, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was like all the old houses. Apparently, I think it was something like they were saying it was a town that was not far away from Bakersfield and there was something happening, I don't know, but they lifted the houses up and then they drove it down to Bakersfield, didn't they? And then they turned it into a museum.
Yeah.
So me and fucking fucknuts here, we walk up to the main entrance and it was a double door type thing and on the door it said... door not in use, please use other door or something. So you're like, okay. So then we walked to where the arrow was pointing and then next thing you know, we came up to the fucking car park. We had to walk around the fucking fence of the car park. We walked.
And there was a gate, wasn't there? So we went through the gate.
We went through the gate. We went through everything. We went right around to the other fucking end of this place. And then we seen this little door that was open. And we're like, there's the fucking door there. It's the first door we seen. And we went through the door and then we were instantly inside the fucking museum part, the main reception part. And then we walk up to the receptionist and she was like, how was your visit? And I was like, what are you on about? We're just here. And she's like, what? She's like, where'd you come from? And I was like, well, that door's not working. So we went around to the other door. And she was like, no, that actual physical door isn't working, but the actual physical door right next to it is. So all we had to do was just walk through the right. We ended up walking around the whole fucking building. And she was like, you fucking dumbasses, like. But it was pretty,
it was standard. It said door not in use, so you just presume that whole door isn't in use, do you?
But all we had to do was use the other door right next to it.
We could have gone through the museum and didn't even pay, couldn't we? Because we were walking through the houses, weren't we, as we were going to pay.
Fucking breaking and then... Yeah. It was pretty funny because we were clueless, didn't we? And, I think we did something illegal in every state. Because I remember the jokes at the end. I was just like, we're like Bonnie and Clyde. We're like going to one state, breaking so many laws and fucking doing all this shit, and then leaving that state, going to another one, breaking fucking laws there. And it's fucking hilarious. But yeah, that museum was amazing, wasn't it? The old jails and the old houses and stuff and all. Like, fucking, it was pretty interesting. What else did we do in Bakers? Where was the gun range? We went to the gun range.
I think maybe that was in Bakersfield.
I think it was, yeah.
Bakersfield or Fresno, anyway, one of those two.
Yeah, there was a video, I don't know if we can find it, but like, you give you a fucking weapon system. And like, this thing kills people. And I'm like, here you go. And then you were like, okay, thank you. And then you were like, politely closing the fucking, like, where all the bullets are. And you were like, And it just gently like clicking back this little trigger thing and all. You're like, you're so soft about it. I can imagine like you in the military or something just going, can I shoot you? Is that okay? Oh, thank you. But you were
not built to shoot.
The video was pretty funny, the way you just, because it was one of them six revolver. Yeah, it was a revolver, and you just give it a little spin, tiny little spin, and then you just gently closed it. Next thing you know, fucking take that, you bastard.
My aim wasn't great.
No. But yeah, so that was pretty good, like going to a gun range. Do you know there's a gun range in the UK?
Yeah, I think you've told me that before.
Near Dudley, I think it is.
Wouldn't be the same, though. Wouldn't be the same.
No, yeah. I think in this country, because there was a mobile one that I remember going to, were you there? Were you? The mobile one?
No.
Basically, like, it's a semi-truck trailer, and they turned it into a range, but then, and they bring the weapons out, but the caliber of the bullets are smaller.
No.
Like, over here, like, an assault rifle, you're using 5.56 millimeter rounds, but if you were using... It would go down to like 2.2 or something like that. But over in America, it was like proper fucking, proper size rounds, 7.62.
We had a few different guns, didn't we?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, we still got the targets as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Upstairs. Yours is the one that was sprayed by a shotgun. so that was Bakersfield. What else after? What did we do after Bakersfield?
We headed up to Death Valley, didn't we? We're heading our way to Vegas. We stayed in a Lancia, didn't we?
Yeah, so... I mean, in between all these big places, we did go to like
Pine,
something like that. Yeah, there was all these little places where we stopped off. Like, podcast is not fucking long enough to talk about all them, is it? But I think we went to 50 towns and cities, and we traveled about 2,000 miles, something like that. But yeah, so we went to it was basically the teepees that did it for me. So I was like, let's find a new place to stay, and then it was a. I just seen this motel, and then next thing you know, teepees, and I was like, fuck, do you understand? And these teepees, so like Indian teepees.
In the middle of the Sierra Nevada, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, so we went there, and so we booked a night there, and then what was it, Lone Pine, is it?
Yeah.
The town's called, like, Lone Pine, and it's in this place called Atlantia. And so we drove down, and then we... went to where the hotel the teepees were, and I remember we're like walking up to the reception area and we seen a campfire. Well, before I say this, but like before I talk about it, because that's a funny story about Gary should have stayed and stuff. But so basically Alantia, so there was a Hollywood museum there, and then we walked into the museum and I seen this big massive statue of like a Tremor. So if anybody, I don't know if anybody remembers Tremors, the film. Do you know there's five of them movies?
Yeah.
First one's good, the rest of them are all shit. So I was like, oh, fuck, there's a Tremor. And then the woman straight away, she was like, yeah, it was filmed here. Yeah. I was like, fuck off.
It was quite a good museum, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had like... It was
Django and Chain stuff there, wasn't there?
It was filmed there. It had like a script with... what do you call him? I always forget his name.
The director.
Yeah.
Spielberg.
No. You just named the first fucking director.
Tarantino.
Yes, Quentin Tarantino. So I had a script there, and then had him his writing. His writing is fucking worse than mine.
Yeah.
But they say that, don't they? Intelligent people have bad handwriting. And yeah, so we had a little walk around there, but there was a couple of other old Western movies that was filmed there and stuff like that. It was just basically a fucking desert, wasn't it? So then we went to the where the teepees were, and it was like an RV place as well, so people in the RVs can stay, and then but we stayed in one of the little teepees, and we had this idea of because outside the teepee was like a table and stuff, and that's a bit where we were like, we should go down and get some candles, get some drink, and then we can sit and look at the stars and stuff.
Yeah.
So we went down to Lone Pine, we got something to eat, we got a fucking brisket. And I swear to fuck, Kirsty, that was the nicest bit of meat I ever had in my whole life.
And mac and cheese, wasn't it? Brisket and mac and cheese.
Oh my God, that place. Lone Pine Steakhouse or something like that. I don't know. Here, fucking amazing. Lone Pine was just basically like this main street.
It was really like, countryfied, wasn't it? Yeah. Like you would expect a country kind of, you know, there was a saloon there.
Yeah,
and
it's proper, like a proper American thing, like, and then so we went into like one of the hardware shops or something, and the only candles they have were like the religious ones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like you fucking light these things and then say prayers or something. Yeah. So we bought four of them, and then went back to the fucking where the teepee is, and we had drink and everything, and then we were, as we were walking past, I seen this campfire thing, and I was like, fuck, I wonder, can we use that? Mm. So I walked up to the reception woman and I said, excuse me. He was like, the campfire, can we use it? She's like, yeah, you can use it. And I was like, oh, where can we get the wood? And she's like, oh, you just get the wood.
Just wherever. Drift, as long dead. As you find it, yeah, wasn't just, it?
And little did this woman know that she gives somebody who's born in East Belfast the right to build a fire. Now, I would definitely say that's the biggest campfire they've ever had.
And actually, it was the park, the RV park. There was probably only us and our little friends there. I don't think there was anyone else there, was there?
Well, no, because basically, I lit this fucking fire, a bonfire, shall we say, and this thing, like, it was fucking huge. And all of a sudden, these people started coming over to us, and then we were like,
"Oh, we've seen the fire."
Yeah, we've seen the flames over the. And we're just like, "Come to check and see what it was." and that was our good friend Gary. Oh, do you want to take this one away, Kirsty?
So Gary was travelling with his wife from New Zealand,
South Africa,
New Zealand. Oh, and they were doing like 6 months, weren't they, in the RV? So I don't know what happened with them with COVID. Good old Gary. Gary sat with us for a while.
Little did Gary know that because weed is illegal in America.
Like we'd already had some, haven't we?
Yeah, so we got fucking, basically, because weed's, if it's legal, you know what? I'm fucking taking it. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not, me and Kirsty aren't drug addicts or anything, but if you're in California or wherever, just and it's legal. Yeah. I mean, like, when we first got there, I was like, you know, I heard, we were speaking to some guy in the shop, and I was like, I heard that weed's legal in here. I was whispering it. I was like, I heard weed's legal. He's like, yeah, it's legal. And I was like, where can you get it? And he looked at me like I had fucking three eyes, and he's like, you can get it in a dispensary. And I was like, well, what's a dispensary? And then again, looking at me like I'm a fucking dickhead. And he goes, it's where you get them. Mm. So I typed in, we were in fucking California at this point. I was like, I typed in dispensaries near me, searched, and my fucking screen just lit up with fucking, I was like, oh, there's one directly behind us, one in front of us, one there. It's basically like a Boots chemist with weed. So it's like you walk into a chemist and there's fucking weed growing there, and there's fucking some guy in a white suit thing saying, what type of high do you want? Blah, 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 blah. So we ended up, we got a jar, didn't we? And then we got fucking jellies, the little sweets, and then bars of chocolate as well, all fucking weed. And so we got some weed, and then we took it down to this place at lunch, and I think we already had some, didn't we? And then
Gary came along. He was a head teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he was going to smoke weed, but we were literally about to spark up the joints, weren't we? And then he came over and I was like, fuck. He stayed with us for a bit, and then he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go now, didn't he?
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking get stoned now. And then what happened when Gary left?
We'd carried on with the fire. We'd had a little log there that we named Mr. Stumpy.
That's right.
And Gary should have stayed, so Neil had made up a little song.
By the way, this was Gary. After the joints we just smoked. Yeah.
About Gary should have stayed.
Me and her were just around a campfire, just fucking giggling like little school kids.
I don't think I've laughed that much.
Oh, it was fucking hilarious. And then we had this stump of wood that was burning, and
you'd made a face out of it.
I could see a face in it. So I like poked a fucking face in it. You know, like
you'd had like the poke. The stick.
Mr. Pokey.
Mr. Pokey. And it was like a clawed hand, because it was like a forked branch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you were getting him to like open your can of beer and everything.
Oh, I wish we need to get these fucking videos. If we can find these videos, we'll put them on, because like I was making videos and it looked like a hand, but it was a bit of wood. And then I was just like, fucking, we were just in stitches.
So Neil was getting me to film him, but because I'd had the lavies anyway, I think we took about 10 videos of me, because I'd press record and then it'd be like we'd just be laughing and you'd be like, start it again.
Oh, it's fucking funny. And then we found out that the religious candles, if you pour the wax on the fire just goes fucking nuts.
Must have been like a bit of paraffin or something on it, wasn't
yeah
it?
Me and you were just like, oh, I mean, if you were like around the court, if you were like in a fucking TP and you could hear us, all you probably hear in the distance is like and then Mr. Dumpy. Oh, but that was, tell you something, that was one fucking funny night, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Just getting wiped out. And I remember, like, it felt like we were in a big room. And like, could you, when you look up the sky, because there's no like air pollution or whatever, yeah, the sky just looks so crystal clear. And like, I don't know, it's because it was fucking stoned, but I was like, I feel like I'm in a big room here. So yeah, that fucking night in Alantia was just, I think good. The weed made it. So yeah. And because I just remember, because I think, so we were like, it was at the point where we were at our Laffies, and I was like, we're having such a brilliant night. And I just turned around and I said, Gary should have stayed. And then that turned into a song. I was like, Gary should have stayed. Gary's probably in the fucking thing, fucking thinking to himself, yeah, I should have stayed there. Yeah.
Could probably hear us laughing.
Oh, fucking in. Yeah, so that was a great night. And where do we go after that?
Vegas, wasn't it? Vegas, that's just another place in its own, isn't it? It's mad.
I shouted at the taxi driver, didn't I?
Oh my God. We'd stayed in the Circus Hotel, $19 for a room, and the room was absolutely massive, wasn't there?
It was fucking fine.
There was like, what, 2 queen size double beds in there, wasn't there? It was huge. It was like amazing. And
I think Circus gets a bad reputation and stuff, but it was fucking fine.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, they've got a roller coaster that goes really fast and loop to loop inside the hotel. It cost us like $40 to go on, but we were like, no, we have to go on there. And we got a taxi down to the Bellagio, because we wanted to see the Bellagio fountains.
The Bellagio, yes.
The Bellagio.
Bellagio.
And on the way down, we passed the hotel, which was the Bellagio. And Neil was like, drop us off here. And he's like, well, no, this isn't the Bellagio Hotel. And you got really, really cross with him, because you were like, you just want to take our money. And I'm like, Neil, it's not the right hotel.
Well, I mean, Bellagio and Palagio?
Yeah, but it's different, though. It's like B and a P, isn't there? It's different.
Wow, a fucking B and a P. Kirsty, the names are identical.
But it wasn't the same hotel, though, was
it? How was I supposed to fucking know?
Well, because we were going to the Bellagio, not the Palagio.
But you can see where I got confused.
Well, yes, but you wouldn't listen to me, because I was like, Neil, it's not the right hotel, and you're being really arsy.
I thought there was only one hotel in Vegas,
and you were fuming.
Bellagio, and I was like, he just drove past the fucking hotel. I seen the sign. I was like, Air, what are you doing? You just drove past it, and he's looking at me like, what? And then you're fucking trying to speak to me, and I'm like, you just fucking drove past it.
I'm like, Neil, it's not the right.
But the meter was going up, and I was like, the fucking meter's going up. You're fucking charging us, and you just drove past it and stuff. And he's like, and then you drive, and then I was, the penny dropped for me. I was like, oh, right, okay, sorry. Keep the change.
I enjoyed the fountains. Pretty good spectacle.
That was fucking amazing.
Especially the time to say goodbye.
I don't think I've even got that video. Oh, fuck's sake. We'll have to do another trip. Yeah. Boom, there we go.
But they were the videos that you took them, not I didn't.
Well, I don't know where my phone... Did I lose my phone in France?
Yeah, but that was after. That was before. We went to France before America.
I don't know. But we'll try and get these fucking videos back.
And I think my main take from Vegas was you just being absolutely foul because you blew all your money on the slot machines. And no. You were like, I hate Vegas.
No, so like the first 20 minutes when we got down, I was like, let's go to the casinos because like...
Because it was all like, ah,
you know, you can't go to Vegas and not go to a casino.
No. We knew we were going
to
go.
So we went to the slot machine things first, and within 20 minutes, I lost like $120. Yeah. And I was like, I fucking hate this place.
You were fuming. You were so miserable about it.
Well, it took me 20 minutes, $120 gone. I was like, this is fucking shit. And then I went to the roulette table because I was like, them things are fucking rigged, them slot machines. Because I'm not a gambler. I hate just losing money like that. And then, so I was like, no, I don't want to go to a machine. I want to go to an actual person and see this thing fuck. Because you can't really cheat that, can you?
I enjoyed the roulette table.
Yeah, I was just putting random shit down, and then I was fucking winning. And this guy, do you remember the guy came over and just sat right next to me? Yeah. Must have thought I was good luck or something. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's me done. I was on the roulette table, and then I was getting my money back.
Yeah.
I lost $120. And then on the roulette table, I won $120. Yeah. And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm actually leaving this casino. Yeah. Like, that's how you do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I got my money back, and then I was just like, I like Vegas now.
But I think that, like, we didn't do half the stuff that we could have done in Vegas. You know, there's the Venetian and the canals. Whereas I think we just spent the whole night just walking around like, whoa, that's massive. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe how big that is. Oh my God, like, what?
This is where Tupac got killed.
Yeah,
that was fucking mad.
Yeah, so it was good, but in some, like, it was enough time when we were there, but actually, in hindsight, we could probably deal with another day and, like, gone into Caesar's Palace and, you know, had a look around, because we didn't do that sort of stuff,
I don't think you could walk in, though.
I know, but you can.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that was good. On the way out, we had a helicopter ride. That was just a random one that we seen, didn't we?
Yeah. Seen Trump Tower, by the way, in Vegas. That was one of the first buildings I seen. I was like, oh, my God. Can I go in there? Yeah, so then we left, and then it was literally a case of... we were just driving away, and then, we just seen a helicopter perched on a fucking hill somewhere, and it was like, helicopter ride, and I didn't even know it was Hoover Dam. I just seen a helicopter, and I was like, do you want to go on that helicopter?
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And then we got there, it was like, $120 or something like that?
No, it's like $70 each or something. It wasn't a lot.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then, yeah, we flew over Hoover Dam. Mm. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was like, the stuff that you told us about that, wasn't it, the length of Hoover Dam or the width was like the width of the Earth, the circumference of the Earth or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, but it's massive, isn't it? Huge.
Yeah, we got a photo of that, don't we?
Yeah, that was good. Then we went on to Route 66 on our way down to LA.
What about the Cactus Museum? Where was that?
That was in Phoenix.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, where did we go after Vegas?
Didn't
we go
Vegas, we went to Phoenix, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we stopped off, because I remember, we stopped off at Kingsman.
Yeah. And followed Route 66 down then, and we had the night in Phoenix then, and went to the Botanical Gardens, didn't we, with the cactuses.
I only wanted to go to Phoenix, because, like, Phoenix, I always heard of Phoenix, Arizona, like, I think they've got a big...
Baseball?
Something like that. They had some big fucking... I'm going to quickly... Do you want to tell me about the Cactus Museum? And then I'll try and get the map out and try and quickly say where we've been.
So, the Cactus Museum was amazing. Like, I never knew there were so many different types of cactuses.
We were literally just driving past. There was a sign, Cactus Museum. Do you want to go in? Yeah. That was pretty much the whole trip. Yeah.
So we got to the entrance, didn't we? And we're like, oh, how much is it? And they were like, it's just a donation. And we're like, what do you mean? Oh, well, you can put, like... a cent in if you want. We're like, oh no, we'll put more than that.
Yeah, we put quite $10 a few dollars
or something like that. But yeah, love that place. Didn't realize how many different cactuses there was, and I had to touch one, because just to experience it, I really wanted to touch cactus. I don't know why. I think it's a bit of a intrusive thought.
You touched the first cactus you seen when we went over, and then there's actually a picture of you picking the fucking needles out of your hand.
And the size of the cactus, wasn't it, with the
fucking like, huge.
Going down on the freeway, and I think we stopped several times and had a picture of like you against a cactus, and you look like literally a dwarf compared to that cactus, didn't you?
Yeah, it doesn't take much to make me look like a fucking dwarf, does it? Right, so this is from what I can remember, right? So we went from San Francisco, San Jose, huh? Do you remember? San Jose. Fuck, we never went to... Yeah, so we had San Jose, and then down to Fresno, and then down to Bakersfield, and then Ridgecast, and then Death Valley, and then Las Vegas, and then Kingman, and then Phoenix, and then Tusk. Did we go to Tuscan? Yeah, because we went to Tuscan, and it was right at the border, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we drove through Tuscan anyway, and then we drove along the border, and then we went to Yuma.
Yeah.
We didn't know how to fucking say that place, did we? We had to ask them, how do you fuck these, because we were like, Yuma?
Yeah.
But, so we went to Yuma, and then, because I remember, like, driving along, and I was like, I think that's the fucking Mexican border there. And you were like, oh. Do you remember?
Yeah, because it was the war, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we went into Yuma, and then we went to the motel, and I said to the woman in the hotel, I was like, is that the Mexican border? And she was like, yes. And I was like, can we go over there? And again, looked at me like I had fucking three eyes. And then I was like, she was like, yeah, of course you can. And I was like, all right. And we were only going to stay there one night, weren't we? And then I was like, well, can we stay another night here? And she was like, yeah. So we stayed a night in Yuma, and then we went into Mexico. Los Algodones.
Algodones. It's got to be something like that, isn't it?
Some shit like that.
And I was, so when we were driving from San Diego to there, weren't we? We were driving, I don't know, anyway, we were driving to Yuma, and that's where you saw the border, wasn't it, in the wall?
Yeah, that was after Phoenix.
And you were like, ping, let's go to Mexico. And I was like, Neil, no. I was like, I'm not crossing that. Like, I just had visions that we'd get, you know,
kidnapped,
taken by the drug cartel, and we'd be chopped up into little pieces, or we'd be turned into drug mules. Sorry for anyone who's listening that's from the cartel. You know, I love Mexico. It's great.
I reckon Mexicans are sitting there going, yeah, that is pretty spot on.
But I was like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, I was very, very anxious. I'd winged it, and I'd done quite well, I think. But when you said that, I was like, Neil, I think you're pushing the boat out too far now.
Well, you went.
So yeah, but we went to Yuma, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we checked into the motel, and you'd asked the lady there, "Oh, can we go into Mexico?" And she was like, "Yes, the border's there, wasn't it?"
Mm.
And then we went, and I think that was almost like the best day I had on that whole holiday. Loved it.
Every day was the best day with me there.
Yeah, but the sun was out. It was really warm, wasn't it? I'm sure it was like 25 degrees, and we sat and drank, because you literally could walk over the border. We sat and drank margaritas all day and listened to Mexican music. It's amazing.
We had some Mexican food as well. Yeah. It's really mad, because like you have the border, and then you've got like, you can't drive through it. But can you? I don't think you can.
It was walking, wasn't it?
So it was literally just a gate, a heavily fucking fortified gate, if you like, and then a doorway type thing.
Yeah.
So going from America into Mexico, you literally just walk in, nothing.
Yeah.
But coming back out, fuck, that was a totally different story, wasn't it? Why are you going back in the United States? And I'm like, Jesus Christ, mate, calm down.
Yeah. What have you Security? Bought?
Yeah.
Like, literally looking through the bags, everything, wasn't
fucking,
it?
Yeah. He fucking bent me over and fucking stuck his fingers up my ass. No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't do it.
A lot of Canadian over there, wasn't there? We chatted to a few in the line, didn't they? And they said they come down, because obviously it's really cold in Canada at that time of the year, so they come to Yuma and then go to Mexico. Loads of dentists over there, wasn't there?
Fuck me. It was mad how, like, you have this car park and you've got a gate and a few people around, and as soon as you go through the fucking gate, it was like, hey, everybody.
Like, you couldn't even hear it, could you? It was almost like there was a sound barrier or something. As soon as you walk through, it was like a portal.
It was amazing how fucking...
jolly.
How just a... flipped into this magical fucking place. And then you're like walking down, and I bought a watch. I like my watches. And this guy was like, oh, it's fucking gold and all that shit. No, I knew he was fucking talking shit. But this watch, like, on the way home, and the flight on the way home, like, I remember just sitting on the plane, all here's thum! And this thing just went past my fucking face, and I said, what the fuck was that? And it was the glass bit in my face, just because of the pressure of the airplane, it kept popping out. And I was like, I put it back in, I was like, watch this. It was like a fucking gun. Remember, we were walking down, and then these, like, what do you call it? Looky-looky men? Like, these people have stalls.
Looky-looky
men. They were like, well, these people have stalls. You walk past, and you want to buy this? And you're like, no, no. And then he said something about you. Didn't he say something like, do you want to buy her this? And now he's like, no, no. And he's like, why? Do you not love her?
Wasn't he like, do you want to buy a blanket for your boyfriend?
What? He said that to you?
Yeah. Do you want to buy a blanket for your boyfriend?
Oh.
And then there was a man with the hat.
Fucking, yeah. Forgot about him. So we were sitting having a fucking drink. And, this guy was walking around, and he had loads of fucking hats.
Like,
and
trilby hats, weren't they?
Is that what you call them? Basically, like, if you can imagine people playing bowls, like, you know, the old man bowls, and they have like a hat on, like a real old man hat. He came straight up to me, and I was looking down at the time, and he's like, do you want to buy a hat? And I looked at the hats he was holding, not looking at him, and I was like, no, they're for old people. And then he was like, excuse me? And then I looked up at him, and he was wearing it. And I was like, sorry. But, fuck me. But there was the plates, was it license plates or something?
Yeah,
We should have bought one of those.
But I bought, fucking... like, my dad a belt. I think he's still got it. This is the best belt he's ever had, he said.
Well, I bought them two chairs. I still got them.
Yeah. They're fucking... real leather, weren't they?
Yeah. Love Mexico.
So, yeah, it was really, really good. We could go to Mexico on holiday.
We can go back to that place, and then we can go to America.
And then we went to San Diego.
Yeah.
That was the next one, and we went surfing.
So... was it San Diego?
San Diego.
That's right, we did, yeah.
And we went surfing. And that's the only sport that I was better at you at. You gotta say that I was better at surfing than
you. You did take it serious. Every time a fucking wave came over, she was fucking focused. You should see her. She was looking where she was going to go. She was looking at the wave. She was like, I got this shit.
But I did do it though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did really well. Actually, yeah.
Like, I didn't stand up, but, you know, I was kind of bodyboard. And whereas you couldn't even do that.
Look at the fucking size of my fucking... I didn't think surfboards were that big. You see me, I'm like a fucking... I look like a fucking... What do you call him? Oompa Loompa? With like this big, massive fucking surfboard. But that was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that was good.
Like, what is it?
Because we were right there, and the sunset, wasn't it? I think the sun was setting, yeah. And it was really pretty.
We went surfing in the North Atlantic Ocean. There you go. In San Diego, we could talk about this all day, could we? But fucking, yeah. So San Diego, and then we went to
Enchintas first before hmm? we went to Enchintas before we went to LA.
In where?
In something. ENC. It was a really pretty place. We were there for Valentine's Day. In Encinitas, city in California. We went there.
All right.
Yeah, in between San Diego and LA.
Fuck me. Why can't I remember that? It's probably fucking weed.
All right. It's like LA was up there.
Yeah. And then and then after that, we went to LA. For me, I think LA was probably my highlight. Like, I fucking loved it there. We went to Long Beach.
Yeah.
Where Snoop Doggy Dog's from. And that is a fucking long beach, isn't it?
Fucking hell, yeah.
That was fucking... And that's when we got weed again. Because I remember fucking... Yes. Getting stoned and we went on that beach. Is that with a dog?
No, that was Santa Cruz, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So, like, me and you were sitting on the beach fucking smoking a joint and I just seen this dog in the skyline just tiptoeing and I was in stitches at that. But, yeah, so one of the funny things I remember from LA was, like, we were walking down the fucking the road and it was at nighttime and this was all, like, poverty sort of area. We didn't fucking know what it was like. And there was a...
We were going to Hollywood, weren't we? We were like walking from downtown LA to the metro place to get the metro into Hollywood.
All I remember is we turned this corner and walked down this street and there was loads of, I would say they're homeless people, weren't they? Mm. And they were like, and they were all black. I don't think I ever seen a fucking, I suppose down that street anyway, there was only fucking, they were all black people, like, and not being racist or anything, but that's what they were. Mm. There's a point to me why I'm going to say this in a second. But like, you could tell that they were like looking in the bins and stuff and then just picking stuff out of the bins and then they were
selling them, weren't they?
Yeah, they were like setting it, they were like looking at something going, somebody might buy this or whatever. Yeah. And we walked down this road with all these like homeless people and then what the fuck was I wearing? Bright pink fucking shorts. I'm pasty fucking white. And I had a top.
Whiter than white top.
Yeah, and a whiter than white top that said Fresh on it. You couldn't make that shit up.
No. Like, spot a luminous, the tourist.
Luminous pink fucking, and I had like question marks going down my arms. I was just like, I was like,
get me out of here.
Come on, move, let's get out of here. And to be honest with you, a lot of them didn't even fucking batter an eyelid. No. I must have looked like, because it was at night time as well, wasn't it? Yeah. You must have just seen this pink white glow just coming down the street and all, what the fuck is that? Yeah. And then Fresh. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk. That's the letter U-T, www.ons.co.uk or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So, yeah, and we were so close to fucking Compton. I was just like, there's no way, no way I'm not going to fucking Compton. And, yeah, so we drove through Compton, and it was fucking gang culture. Mm. You seen a fucking, I think it was you that said, you know, oh, there's a fucking lowrider.
Yeah.
But it was fucking unbelievable. I mean, yeah, so, I mean, Compton is exactly what you think, like, in the movies and stuff. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been chatting for fucking ages. Do you reckon we should wrap this up?
We just reminisced about our holiday, really. Yeah, well, haven't really discussed America, but just told you all about our holiday. Well, maybe we'll be back next year.
Definitely. So I think we'll finish off with some fucking American type things. So do you know what the flag, you know what it represents? Is that?
Stars and stripes.
Yeah.
The stars are continents, states.
Continent states?
States. Each star is a different state.
How many states is there?
50.
You're good at your fucking American knowledge.
I don't know what the stripes are for there.
Is it like what is it when you call? No, fuck. I know what it is. Isn't it like 14 of them?
I don't know.
And it's like areas or something like Cal. That's I'm not gonna fucking have to Google. Can you Google it while I think of some other questions? So, yeah. So Texas is, I don't know what's happening with Texas. Are they fucking looking to break up from America?
No idea.
Even if they did, the GDP or whatever you call it would be like, it's still pretty, they're going to be like the fourth richest fucking country or something.
What does stripes mean in USA flag?
The American flag never touches the ground as well, doesn't it? It's disrespectful.
There are 13 stripes representing the 13 original colonies.
Did I say 13? I said 14, didn't I? Close.
30, yeah,
I'm
close.
But there you go. So that was basically just an excuse for us to talk about our fucking little show we did. But we're definitely going to go back, aren't we? 100%.
Well, you said you didn't want a holiday.
Yeah, I don't want to lie on a beach for fucking 2 weeks.
No, do you know what? Like, I'd love a relaxing holiday, but lying on a beach for 2 weeks with you would be literally my worst nightmare. You would do my head in, physically.
Physically?
Because you just cannot keep still. Like, you can't. You just can't. I wouldn't find it relaxing with you there.
You'd be like, fucking...
Come on, we had like one day on the beach in America and you were like building the biggest sandcastle ever. You couldn't even just sit there.
I'm building the sandcastle. I was keeping them out, Kirsty. I was being paid by that. I was being paid by Trump to do that. Yeah, we'll go on a holiday, guys. We'll go on a beach fucking holiday.
I don't mind where we go. Just want a little holiday.
You'll be like relaxed, probably reading a book or something. I'll be swimming around the sea like a fucking...
That's fine.
What's a fast fish? Tuna? Just fucking...
Sharks.
So there you go, guys. This is like a little bonus episode, basically. Well, not bonus, but it's basically like an extra one. Because I only did one yesterday. I wasn't going to do one today.
No.
But I'm waiting to hear back from this pub before I make any rash decisions or stuff. But I don't know. So, hopefully hear back from them tomorrow. Well, cheers for listening, everybody. This is our thoughts on America and what it's like to actually... Because, to be honest with you, it is our thoughts.
Our thoughts about having a little holiday in America.
Well, no, our thought is... we were giving our thoughts about America, so it's kind of... The USA, so it's still fucking... There you go, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody. So, that's a goodbye from me and...
Toodaloo.
No, say a goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Right, let's try it one more time. So... It is a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me.
No, but you have to, like, really, you know, go theatrical with it. So try it again.
It's a goodbye
me. Give it some...
Neil, just end the podcast.
Well, if you do it right, then I'll end it. So it's... Thanks for listening, everybody. It's a good... I fucked it up. Oh, it's a good night. Goodbye. Good night. What are we saying?
Goodbye.
Right, fuck off. Go bye. Say bye. Right, there we go. Cheers, Jays. Cheers, Jays, for watching. Oh, fuck. I fucked that completely up at the end, right? But anyway, fuck up. Bye. Bye.